There's a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on October the 21st, 2009. Now, newcomers come in all the time to the show, so they should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And on that site, they can choose from hundreds of talks I've given in the past for download, for the audio download. And you can also mark down or bookmark the other sites I have up there, because once in a while, the big ones are pulled or they get stuck when they don't increase the disk space, although they're supposed to do it automatically. But for some reason with me, they have a problem. It's got Yahoo baffled, apparently. And so I get set back for weeks sometimes trying to reload and upload all the stuff I've missed on those sites. Anyway, take a bookmark of these other sites and you can always get me somewhere out there. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com to choose from. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. That's the European site, that last one. And it has the same audios for download, but you can also have transcripts of a lot of the talks for download and prints up, written in the various languages of Europe. And I always say at the start of the show, which I'm sure everybody by now skips over, that it's up to you to keep me going by purchasing the few things, very few things I have for sale. I don't have time to put out more stuff. Or you can donate to me. And how you do it's on the website. You know, I use PayPal, personal check for the US and Canada, international postal money order from the US to Canada. Outside the Americas, you can send cash. A lot of people send cash to get fed up with the incredible charges that the big guys with the triple chins charge these days. And so you can do that, or Western Union, or MoneyGram. It's up to yourselves how you do it. Or if you email me, we can always do it through PayPal instead. And for those who get the disc burned, and lots of people get disc burned at meetings and so on, and passed out to them, they don't use computers, they're wise. You know, it's a passing fad, really, in a sense, because it's all becoming policed so quickly now, as it was intended to do. And they play these discs on the CD players at home, these talks. So you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, and the number 1. And that's that out the way. I don't plug myself. There's no point in tooting your own horn, because I'm not after a career. I'm not after getting rich either, or I would be. Remember, the advertisers that you hear on the show, the advertisements, are paid straight by the companies to RBN to pay for this airtime and pay for the staff and equipment and their bills and so on. I've got nothing to do with that. So it's up to you to keep me going. There's no foundation, NGO, or whatever backs me up. And I don't promote different products either. That gives me a freer hand. It's amazing in this life, we think of this, there's no consequences to things. We're taught to believe that, more so than ever, in fact, right through the 20th century to the present time, there's no consequences for anything we do in life. And that is the road to slavery. That's what the New World Order is all about, is taking away your responsibility for yourself, no matter what you do or what condition you end up in. And see, we'll take care of it for you, but here's the price. And government agencies will rule your life. That's what the whole New World Order has used for over 100 years to the present time. Reality and perception. We'll go into some of this when I come back from this break.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. The matrix is the big system in the world, the reality that was presented to you at birth and reinforced by scientific indoctrination from then on. Starts with your parents because they didn't know any better either. You see, it works perfectly on each generation. They think everything's normal because it is that way. This is what is. This is it. This is what is. Therefore, it's normal. It has to be normal because it exists, you see. And that's what Lenin talked about, that there's hundreds of ways that society could go. You can create hundreds of different styles of society. But the trick is to make the people that you rule over think that this is the only one that could possibly have evolved. Why? Because it's here, and it's natural. That's the simple trick to it. And yet, nothing in it is by happenstance. It didn't just evolve by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, if you go this down through history, you really study history to see how governance, as they call it today, worked. And to realize that the incredible intellect of the masses, as it's now called, ruling over the masses, and knowledge of how to rule over the masses, has always been understood, long before Bernays came up with the idea. Now, the nephew of Freud, and created the consumer society. He also helped to create wars and things, too, which he was very proud of doing by the use of very good propaganda, by understanding how we react to things as individuals, part of the mass. I'm always like to be the same as everyone else, you see. That's what fashion depends upon. Everybody being the same as everybody else. And true enough. People who are not dressed the same way, especially at school, are going to get picked on if they're not up with the latest trend. Can't afford it, eh? Parents can't afford it, eh? And then it starts from there. That's the nature of humanity when they are not individualistic. And the problem down through the centuries is that it's been a struggle for individuals to come out of the mass. What's amazing is when they do, they often become leaders and they change society. That was understood in ancient times as well. That's where religious leaders came from as well. And whatever road they present to you becomes the normal eventually, until anyone outside that new normal for the masses get stoned to death. And all the advertisers and those who deal with the mind of society, they don't bother about individualism at all. They just take us all as one big herd, because the people move without realizing what's directing them. But these big boys know it. And it isn't until you study the histories of even Britain, it's fantastic to see how kings dealt with little uprisings or even requests from peasants with the possibility of a future uprising if the king didn't consider something, and how they dealt with them, how the king would deal with them is fascinating. And it was always utterly ruthless at the end. Slaughter and terrorize the public. Terror works well. That's why when they change the systems in revolutions, like the Soviet or the Bolshevik Revolution, they used a reign of terror. They got that from the French, because it was the same societies down through the last few centuries that were running the same show. And they had to terrorize the public. Lenin actually has in his writings, if you read through them, there's stacks of stuff there. And he said he sent out men to all the different villages, peasant villages, and so he just grabbed bunches of the peasants and hang them and leave them up hanging on trees and posts until they rot. And the terror will strike at the hearts of the people and they'll simply obey the authority. That's what they did. And where did he get that from? Well, Henry VIII did the same thing at one point. People petitioned to keep their religion when he was changing it to suit himself. The exact same thing. After he placated the people and says, okay, I'll consider it, and most of the armies went home that he might have had to fight, he sent his army after the remainder, slaughtered them, and then sent out people across all every village and hamlet and told them to do the same thing, hang them, draw them, and quarter them, cut them up, hang them on posts, put the heads on posts, arms, legs, a whole bit, everywhere to terrorize the public. Ancient techniques. Today it's more subtle, of course. They just tell you, they just show you big, incredibly well-done TV things with planes hitting buildings and that. And that's all it takes. You don't need to send the guys around to cut a few of you up and hang you on posts. And suddenly the media goes into operation and says, are you willing to give up your freedoms for your rights? Across the Western world, that happened at the same time. Every media was asking the same question. And you'd all think that's just coincidence. Everything, to most people, is coincidence. In fact, they're bombarded with so much information and trivia every day. They can't think where it comes from, why it's out there now, and why so many stories could tie together are blitzed out at the same time. I'll give you a little example before I continue. Just in the last week, I've been getting a lot of links sent to me with the crime in Britain. And one's a horrible one of a bunch of women almost killing a guy, a gang of females killing a guy, trying to kill a guy. And he wasn't fighting back. And once he's down, they're putting the heels in him, his face and the whole thing and booting him. Then another one's to do with a racial attack to a guy in a school in Britain. But it's an Asian gang on a white guy, which is generally never reported. So they're doing it now to exaggerate, to get the emotions going. This young guy ended up with a hammer, a claw hammer, in his brain. You know, highly emotive topics. But it coincides with the launching of an a British nationwide police website to show you the crime in your area. You see, that's why it's in the paper. That's why these other stories are in the paper. But most people don't relate it to this. And it gives you an intensified fear of going out the door. That's what it does. Until you're totally dependent upon your police and giving you daily information on these websites on your particular area, what's happening, what to be aware of, and all the rest of it. And the police are also, apart from the crimes that they usually list, they've also gone into the field of really inappropriate behavior, things like that. Now, what's appropriate behavior? You see, they're talking about political correctness. This is Big Brother. Big Brother. There's nothing happens in the media and presented to you without a purpose. And never forget that. Never forget it. Even when they give you a bit of truth, that's them throwing a little bit of bait to you. But the media has always been in the business of controlling your mind. It, again, reinforces this reality that you've already been conditioned to have. If you're born in a town or a village or a city, you'll identify with what you think is that city as part of you, only because the growing up phase takes part within those confines. So it's a tribal thing. We're understood minutely by those who rule us. Completely. And we've been managed for centuries and centuries, and more so with the advent of radio than television. It was much, much easier. The first BBC, the BBC came out, in fact, as a propaganda arm of the British government, unabashedly. That was its job from the beginning. It's owned by the government. It's an arm. Everybody, I think up at the present time, who works there, at least it was up until the 80s, had to come from Eton. They didn't employ anybody outside that club. And obviously, big money and power is behind information to give you realities. We even become proud of the areas we grew up in. Become proud, you see, whether it's working class or an elite crowd or middle class. We become proud. We feel we belong. But that's nothing. I don't even care what level you're at. That's not the guys who rule. You're not part of them. The people who rule us are so far out of anybody we'll meet or even hear of in the media that they have a different, completely different reality than we could even dream of, even in science fiction. But we're all taught to emulate. See, these big guys are put out there because we're heard. We follow leaders who... It doesn't matter what group you've identified with, whether it's Christian or atheist or communist or whatever it happens to be, you're being used. You're being used by people above all the people you'll meet or read of who really control the function of you. And you'll never know what their long-term goal is. In fact, the Communist Party said that wasn't for the workers beneath, including the middle management, to know the real agenda. And that's the same for all of society. We are managed. Now, I've gone through reports before where the US government put out its reports from the think tank on its projection for the next 50-odd years. It coincides exactly with the one put out by the think tank for Britain, the British military, Ministry of Defence, and NATO, all NATO countries, with the same report of what's to happen in the next 50 years. Now, they don't put out these reports as a guessing framework. They put it out as fact. They know where they've been told where they're going. They even had this before the last managed on-cue crash came, that cash would get tight and there could be bank failures and all. That's all included before it all happened. And the guys in those think tanks belong to the agencies that help to inform governments about potential crisis survival of the ship of state, both at home and abroad, because foreign interests are vital to the survival of a power elite within every country. And we'll go into some of this when we come back from this break.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about reality again. Reality. And what is reality? Fascinating subject, really, because you can go on forever, going through different layers of it and levels of it and all the rest of it. And I started off the show by saying that technically we are responsible individually for the directions we take. However, though, we're born into systems and different classes and all the rest of it. We are limited. You're given a set amount of degrees from left to right. You can go into an employment and all the rest of it where you try and find your niche and, again, identify with your group that you choose to. It's all group things. It's all to do with groups. Now, I never join groups. I can't understand groups. Because once you're into something, someone else is in charge of a direction that you'll never, ever know about. And that's a top guy. That's a top guy. I don't even believe, to be honest with you, that the ones who are picked to be frontmen even know the whole story. They're told all they need to know. The politicians, the presidents, prime ministers, they're just good little psychopaths who play their role. They've done all the PC things necessary to get to that level, and they've been pre-selected and washed off and approved. And that's who we're presented with. But they don't know. They're not the ones who manage the big picture. There are people in this world who are so incredibly powerful and rich, they can sink a country overnight and crash the entire economy. Who boast about it and who do it? And who get write-ups in the newspaper of how clever they were and how they did it? And there's no law in the world to put them in prison for it, by the way. Because why? It's their system. They're going to make sure no law will ever, that the law system belongs to them. But our own individual choices to go along with the herd and suffer, as we do, because it's not meant at this particular time, hasn't been for since about the 50s onwards, it's not meant that we have sort of healthy lifestyles. If you have any urge, any need or urge that you're born with, and you will go through quite a few of them as you grow up, they play on that, whether it's eating, sex, or anything else. You can become addicted to any one of them when the advertisers and the system and the culture around you goes into overdrive. Look how many fast foods ads are on TV, always have been. And then they turn around and point at the victims and say, oh, look at this, obesity is just getting out of sight. So the victim once again takes the blame. Even now, all of this stuff and this advertising is promoted from the top down. Nothing is from the grassroots up. It's all from the top down, as Plato said. Otherwise, something true coming out at the bottom, if you don't crush it and eliminate them altogether, which is generally what they do, with vicious force, then it might upset the whole structure of the elite's control. It can have ripple effects going through. And therefore, when these big think tanks come out with the projections for the future, it's not because some guy is sitting and looking at a crystal ball or daydreaming about what he knows. It's because it's a continuation of the information passed down from think tanks to think tanks down through the generations. They understand where they're going. And the future has already been spelled out, where they'll break the world down. And even into sort of city states, you might say. That came out from the United Nations years ago. They said they were going to create greater city states so that a greater Toronto suddenly be amalgamated into a greater Toronto. Happened all across North America at the same time. And the few places where they gave the votes to the public, they just went over their heads anyway. That happened in Toronto, by the way. 70% didn't want to amalgamate all the rural townships into the greater Toronto. And then the politician says, well, we didn't need to give you that vote in the first place, so we're going to overrule it and go ahead regardless. That's democracy. See, there's no such thing as democracy. It's a farce. There's only agendas. There's only one agenda. And eventually, if you go through these military and think tank previews of the future, and I have the links on my archive section on my website, cuttingthroughmatrix.com, you can look them up yourself, 90 pages from the British one and a whole bunch from the US one. Canada has just come out with a similar one, projecting more future wars and less stationed at home. And by the way, they're not just having a war over there against the rubbish they've told you about. They planned these wars way back. In fact, you can find the agenda written down in the 70s, the 1970s. For the project for a new American century, as it later became known. And it wasn't started off by the so-called Republicans, it was started off by a Democrat. Not that it means anything, because they just change sides all the time. And they had listed the countries they'd have to go into and take over in the 70s. So they needed everything to happen on 2001, you know, the century of change, and that was the kickoff year for the century of change, not 2000, but 2001, according to all the other specialists up there, you know, the Time Lords. That's what they said, it was 2001, and bang, bingo, they had their big, big gift given to them, supposedly, and it had the effect that it was supposed to have. Everybody sat back in shock and awe, and all the planned changes were just rammed right through omnibus bills, one after the other, that every country had sitting, waiting to go into action, to change society, as to go through these massive changes that are scheduled, including eventually the setup of the world government, the open pronunciation of it, announcement of it, and then that won't last forever either, maybe 100 years, and then it will break down, and they won't need that anymore. A small population living in high-tech city-states, very small populations, only one or two in the United States, apparently. And that's what these permanent bases overseas are all about. Obama's just scheduled another four or five overseas. These are permanent for the next 100, 150-year bases, folks, city-states. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
I am Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just saying that life isn't what it seems to be, you know, at all. Everything is projected to us. Everything is on cue at the same, at the right time. We don't even realize that much of the stuff that's thrown out there by the media connects together for another purpose that you're completely unaware of. That's the kind of stuff that Bernays goes through. It's very seldom you get one of their own coming out and boasting about some of their techniques, not all of them, mind you, but some of their techniques and how they control whole populations and motivate their unconscious desires, as they say, without them even knowing that it's happening. They think every choice is their own. But the time for the consumer society is over. This was scheduled this way before they gave us the consumer society, because the world was the goal, and they needed strong countries that paid lots of taxes, the people who were willing to go off and fight for a system they believed in. Make them believe in the system. They'll never know you're going to pull the plug 100 years down the road. And once they've done their job. And right now, if you go through the transition phase, as they bring down society, now that they've got their global structure, they're finishing off the last few countries to standardize them into the one system. And then they'll give you the king of the world, who no doubt would be another front man. But anyway, in the meantime, let's go through the periods of chaos and learn austerity, meaning poverty, and cut back on things. And you get punished by the authorities if you don't cut back. They do have smart meters now that can read the appliances that you're using in your house. And that eventually will mean you'll get fines if you go over certain limits on your kilowatts, percentage, hours per week or month, or however they do it. That's already been used under the guise of teaching. As we were trained like animals, they teach us not to waste electricity. That's the excuse they're giving us as they install them. And they've been doing it through Ontario for the last few years, in fact, and other places throughout Canada and elsewhere in Britain. The reality, to say, is to eventually punish you. And they'll even have little things up on your local net. Local nets are very important, taking over from newspapers. And if your name pops up in it, you'll be so embarrassed and ashamed because everybody in your little area will know it was you that went over the kilowatt hour, and you got punished for it. So shame, all these techniques are used to control the public as they bring us down, because our lives are short. These guys plan in centuries. Our lives are short, and we'll go through them, and we'll die off. Most folk are sterile now anyway. The ones that get born, the ones who should be born, generally don't get born these days, and that's the new normal. And everything becomes normal if it's taught the right way to the general public, especially when you say you have no personal responsibility. Now, don't worry, the state will take care of anything that happens. It happens. Like, you have no choice in the matter. It just happens. These things happen. And the more we become like children and say, that's true, you know, nothing's my fault, the more the state will take over and deal with the fallout for you, but at a hell of a price. It means obedience in every aspect of your life. And as we go down, eventually, the population will be vastly reduced because they plan, and they can, and they will, reduce the water supplies to all the major cities, because only a handful, maybe even two, and really all as one company will run the water supply if they don't all. All these other ones are fronts. It's like the agribusiness. It's really one company. And the agribusiness owns all the food supply, you see. And we've been told that we're going to be vegetarians. That's been in so many different... Newt Gingrich handed out the book, The Third Wave. Debbie Congressman, and it said in the book there that the society they're bringing in will be vegetarian, and it must be so. Didn't he say why? But it's interesting to see how many vegetarians are in this particular society that is chosen to spearhead this new world order, and how far back it goes too. Starting with Benjamin Franklin, that was the first one to publicly admit it. A religion is used as the battering ram or the spearhead that drives us into the next part of a system. A religion. And people are completely unaware of it. And they plan the future. So we've got to die off gradually, be sterile and so on, go through this period of upheaval, chaos, and society becoming very aggressive. And that will happen. It's already happening. And they can make us so very quickly, too, if they want us to do so, by reducing the food, by creating more unemployment. Meanwhile, they're still using the bulk of the populations of the West to finance what they call the equality of the third world, which is nonsense because it never gets to where it's supposed to go in the first place, never has. But that's the truth doesn't matter in propaganda. And the real reasons are never given to the public. So the taxpayers that are left, who could never pay us out the hole we're in, we could never, even if we had 100 generations to go yet, we could never pay it off, ever, ever, which is understood at the top. Money's a tool to those at the top. It's only important those at the bottom believe in it and use it. That's it. That as they die off and pay for all these wars to come into the year 2030, 2050, the elite are already, by the way, moving into their super cities, where they're building these permanent bases and cities across the waters and in the Middle East. And they already have the cities planned for Iran in different places. And permanent bases that are there for... A permanent means 100 years, 150 years. And it'll be super-rich city-states across the world. No countries as such. That's the plan. That's the plan. That's in all the reports, all the projections for the future. So everything that happens in the meantime that the media hits you with, it's just them managing you along a certain path never with the true information or what's behind it, but to get you to go along with the next phase and the next phase and the next phase. We live in hope. We live in hope. That's why we keep hoping for something better to happen. Never does. Never does. And it's not planned to happen. But they'll give you hope, always give you hope. Otherwise, it'd have riots and chaos. And that's why they've been getting ready for the chaos and riots for the last 20-odd years. Using the war on drugs to start off SWAT teams initially, and then get every cop into SWAT teams until you've got armies of SWAT teams that can work together. And now you have intergovernmental agencies all working in SWAT teams, even going over with the military to practice kicking down doors and dragging people out of their homes. That's the normal now, because they knew long ago where they were going to take us today. And see, if you go back into the project for New American Century, follow its history. Come up, see how, if you can find it, who came up with the idea. And what they talked about future wars and where they would be back in the 70s. They're right on cue with everything. And then, here's from an article I've read before. You've got to read this again and again and again. The problem today is we pick up the trivia, because every day we get bucket loads of trivia thrown at us, and you've got to concentrate on what's important. Never lose sight of what's important. It's about this. It's about information and how they're managed. Everyone's managed. And what the future is going to be. And it's from the report, it's about the third time I've read parts of it, Constant Conflict by Ralph Peters from Parameters magazine, Summer, 1997, pages 4 to 14. This is a military magazine, written by obviously an intelligence officer who's been given education in these techniques by predecessors. Doesn't know at all, but he certainly puts out some of the stuff that he does know. He's sure he's a good boy, and he's a good parrot. And it says here, we've entered an age of constant conflict. Constant conflict. That's what we've been going through since the start of Gulf War I. Information is at once our core commodity and the most destabilizing factor of our time. Information is at once our core commodity. Core commodity, that's at the heart of it all, information, and the most destabilizing factor of our time. Until now, history has been a quest to acquire information. Today, the challenge lies in managing information. Those of us who can sort, digest, synthesize, and apply relevant knowledge soar professionally, financially, politically, militarily, and socially. We the winners are a minority. For the world masses, now this is an American military guy talking about, and he's including everybody I'm talking to in it. You see, we're just the masses. Devastated by information they cannot manage or effectively interpret, life is nasty, brutish, and short-circuited. The general pace of change is overwhelming, and that's intentional. That's why they're speeding it up right now. And information is both the motor and signifier of change. It's the motor of change, information. Those humans in every country and region who cannot understand the new world, who cannot profit from its uncertainties, or who cannot reconcile themselves to its dynamics, will become the violent enemies of their inadequate governments, of their more fortunate neighbors, and ultimately of United States. Now he's talking about an elite of the United States, by the way, not everybody. You're still part of the masses. We are entering a new American century in which we will become still wealthier. They're talking about the ones who already own it all. Culturally more lethal and increasingly powerful. We will excite hatreds without precedent. Now, what was it that Bush used, and what the scriptwriters gave him to speak and repeat? They hate us. Oh, they hate us. Everybody's stumped. Why? What? They hate us. See, that they're all geared in a different reality at the top than we are. We live in an age of multiple truths. Now, we're at the bottom level here with the guys that read regular media. We're at the bottom level. He who warns of the clash of civilizations is incontestably right. Simultaneously, we shall see higher levels of constructive trafficking between civilians than ever before. The future is bright and it's also very dark. More men and women will enjoy health and prosperity than ever before. That's the ones that make it before the crash. Yet more will live in poverty or tumult, if only because of the ferocity of demographics. There will be more democracy, and here's how they define it. There will be more democracy, that deft liberal form of imperialism. You know, schmucks at the top. And greater popular refusal of democracy. One of the defining bifurcations of the future will be the conflict between information masters and information victims. This is for the military. This is how we get this. Really, at the top. These aren't the guys who go off and fight, by the way. Too valuable to send them off to fight. In the past, information empowerment was largely a matter of insider and outsider, as elementary as a division of society into the literate and illiterate. While superior information, often embodied in military technology, killed throughout history, its effect tended to be politically decisive, but not personally intrusive, once the raping and the pillaging were done. Technology was more apt to batter down the city gates than to change the nature of the city. So remember what Bernays said? You've got to change behavior of society and prepare them for the products you're going to offer them. You change them first. And he's saying the same thing. So he says the rise of the modern West broke the pattern to change the people. Whether speaking of the dispossessions and dislocations caused in Europe through the introduction of machine-driven production or elsewhere by the great age of European imperialism, an explosion of disorientating information intruded ever further into Brodel's structures of everyday life. Historically, ignorance was bliss. Today, ignorance is no longer possible, only error. The contemporary expansion of available information is immeasurable, uncontainable, and destructive to individuals and entire cultures unable to master it. The radical fundamentalists, and then the bomber in Jerusalem or Oklahoma City, the moral terrorist on the right or the dictatorial multiculturalist on the left are all brothers and sisters, all threatened by change, terrified of the future, and alienated by information they can't reconcile with their lives or ambitions. Boy, they've got down pat. They know the society that's been brought in because they created it. They ache to return to a golden age that never existed or to create a paradise of their own restrictive design. And that's true, isn't it? People always look back in the past and we can get America back and all this kind of stuff. And John Boy. Good night, John Boy. They no longer understand the world and their fear is volatile. Information destroys traditional jobs and traditional cultures. It seduces, betrays, yet remains invulnerable. How can you counterattack the information others have turned upon you? There's no effective option other than competitive performance. For those individuals and cultures that cannot join or compete with our information empire, there's only inevitable failure. Of note, the internet is to the techno-capable, disaffected what the United Nations is to marginal states. It offers the illusion of empowerment and commodity. Who gave you the internet? And it kept people from rebelling a lot more. They used to be on the streets and marching at one time. Not now, they all sit there and type and pass stuff around. The attempt of the Iranian mullahs to secede from modernity has failed, although a turban corpse still stumbles about the neighborhood. Information from the internet to rock videos will not be contained, and fundamentalism cannot control its children. Our victims volunteer. Yeah, they do. They're looking for answers in the meaning of life, and these guys supply it to you. Yo. So the further talking about here is the Darwinist concept, which the elite have always believed in long before Darwin. Darwin just put it out there to get rid of religion, which was an awful obstacle to them. Survival of the fittest, the most aggressive, the most cunning and ruthless is what it's all about. That's what the New World Order is about. And believe you me, you can do all what you think are the right things, but you can't get into their ranks. Won't happen. It will not happen. And if we scroll down on this article, they talk about American culture and how it's promoted. Now, American culture is not American culture. America's been turned 180 degrees since about 1950 onwards, actually before that, but really on a roll by the guys who master and create and direct culture. He says it is fashionable amongst the world's intellectual elites to decry American culture with our domestic critics amongst the loudest in complaint, but traditional intellectual elites are of shrinking relevance, replaced by cognitive practical elites. Understand what that is? Cognitive practical elites? They give you packaged images. Figures such as Bill Gates, Steven Spielberg, Madonna, or our most successful politicians, human beings who can recognize or create popular appetites, recreating themselves as necessary. Contemporary American culture is the most powerful in history and the most destructive of competitor cultures. So the whole thing about the system, remember, it must all be one, is one culture. And the reason it's destructive is because as it destroys that at home to bring in the new, it must destroy all that abroad as well to bring in the king of the world. Back with more after this break.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, reading from Parameters magazine from years ago, from the military, by a PSYOPS agent, obviously, who, typical of those who get in on the lowest level of the next reality, become egotistical and rather disdaining of the people beneath them. And that comes out even in his writings. And yet he's really on the bottom of the totem pole, just a step up above the ordinary people. But this is natural with society too. But he goes on to say here that American culture is the most powerful in history and the most destructive of competitor cultures. Now remember, if you've followed Marxist theory and all the rest of it about revolution and changing the world, this is all part of this. It's the same movement, by the way. Even when you think you're in a commercialized society, not the same movement. It depends where you've been taken and who's taking the power from you. You see, you generate power through taxes and work and labor. And what they're using it for right now, the whole of the U.S., and has been for years, is to standardize the world, not for themselves, because they plan to take down. And they're already doing that, pulling the rug from under the citizenry of the U.S. as they finish off the game. I've said that for years. It says here, while other cultures, such as those of East Asia, appear strong enough to survive the onslaught by adaptive behaviors, Darwin again, adapt or die, most are not. The genius, the secret weapon of American culture, is the essence that the elites despise. Ours is the first genuine people's culture. And that's his spin. That's what he's been told. No, it's not. Everything in it was given to the people. It stresses comfort and convenience, ease, and it generates pleasure for the masses. It generates pleasure for the masses. And it's true here. This part's true. The masses will hang on to the familiar. And they're boozing at weekends and partying and whatever that little pleasure they're into, to the bitter end, hoping it will never stop. It says, we are Karl Marx's dream and his nightmare. They probably don't even know it. Secular and religious revolutionaries in our century have made the identical mistake, imagining that the workers of the world or the faithful just can't wait to go home at night to study Marx or the Koran. Well, Joe Sixpack, Ivan Tupichny and Ali Quaid would rather Baywatch. America's figured it out. We are brilliant at operationalizing our knowledge, and our cultural power will hinder even those cultures we do not undermine. See, the whole point is to undermine them. There is no peer competitor in the cultural or military department. Our cultural empire has the addicted men and women everywhere clamoring for more, and they pay for the privilege of their disillusionment. So you can't help but mock the people as you think they're in on the know, these guys. And they're at the bottom level. American culture is criticized for its impermanence, its disposable products, but therein lies its strength. All previous cultures sought ideal achievements, which, once reached, might endure in static perfection. American culture is not about the end, but the means, the dynamic process that creates, destroys, and creates anew. That's your standard occultic description. If our works are transient, then so are life's greatest gifts, passion, beauty, and quality of light on a winter afternoon, even life itself. But they go on to say how basically they'll bring down all the cultures by films, movies, and music. It says the films most despised within slightly, those that feature extreme violence unto the victors of small sex, are our most popular cultural weapon. Our most popular cultural weapon. And America thinks it's still a nation where its culture developed by itself. Thanks Bernays et al. And all those that worked long before Bernays to do it, of the same club. Well, from a very pouring rain, harped, heavily sprayed sky in Ontario, Canada, from Hamish and myself, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
With recent internet